So you mentioned yesterday that a case where the non-Jew is working as a kabbalan, as a contractor, as opposed to he's working directly for you, he's an independent contractor, and he's undertaken the responsibility of the job which has to be done, so then there's no problem, because the halacha says that the person is considered that he's working for himself and not for you. We pointed out, however, that if that's only mutter, if it's clear that that's how he's doing it, it's something which can be done either as a skir yoim, which is a day worker, or as a kablon, is not going to be mutter, because we have a concern that the people will perceive it that it's being done incorrectly. It's being done as a skir yoim. What about something which the general practice is to do it as a contractor, so there's no maris ayin, there's no misperception of why it's how it's being done. It's being done on the premises of the Jew itself. As we said yesterday, I can give in my car to the mechanic, or I can give my shoe to the shoemaker, or my suit to the cleaners. That's not a problem, because they are contractors. They're contracting for the job, and that's not a problem. However, we need to point out, when it's done on the premises of the person himself, it's going to be also to do that. So you have a plumber coming in, a plumber works as a contractor. Electrician comes in, he's working as a contractor, he's not working as a skir yoim. He's an independent contractor who is contracted to finish this work, whatever the work might be. So you could argue, shri mutter on your premises. But the halacha is that it's still usur to do it on your premises. And there's two understandings why it's usur. Some say that the potential for maris ayin exists even in that case. Others say that even there's no maris ayin, the Moshe Zatzal and the Tshuva says even though there's no maris ayin, but there's a concept known as Zilzul Shabbos. It's degrading to Shabbos to have a non-Jew sitting in your house doing this type of work in your house at that time. So since there's a Zilzul Shabbos element involved, it's not permitted to have a non-Jew doing work for you, this type of work for you, even though theoretically it's remoter, on your premises during Shabbos. So we've discussed all the areas where the heter from halacha exists because it doesn't meet the criteria of what the definition of a mir la'akum. What we want to talk about in the next few days is cases where it really would meet the criteria, the Chazal permitted it anyway for various different reasons why they felt it was necessary to permit it. Cases where it's bona fide amir la'akum, but it's still going to be permitted. Have a good morning.